Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are we doing today?
We're chatting.
Okay.
We're chatting.
I love that. We're trying to figure out the meaning of life.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
The meaning of life.
Yeah.
Meaning of life is, I think life's all about treats. For me, I need a treat to look forward to. Usually two or three a week. And a treat can be anything.
Okay.
For me, a lot of times it's around a golf or something, you know, but just something that when you wake up on Monday and you got to go into work, you've got something to a Wednesday or a Thursday round of golf where you can cut out a little early and go play golf. You know, whatever your thing is, fishing, what, you know, just something that
you need something to look forward to.
Yes.
To get you through the day.
Something to look forward to is what it's all about. And, you know, you can have small treats, you know, a beer at the end of the workday or something. Mm-hmm. That's most work days for me is I look forward to a good cold beer. And oftentimes my work day, I guess, in my line of work involves cold beer most of the time. But I don't know if that's the meaning of life, but I think that makes life fun if you've got treats to look forward to.
So was Stagecoach the treat, or is there a treat after Stagecoach?
So I think getting to play the shows is the treat for me. That's like what I look forward to. There's so much, you know, all the travel and stuff and all the headache getting into the place and setting everything up beforehand that's the work. And then when we get to go out there and play for the people and they're singing our songs back to us and all that, that's the treat for me.
So how many beers do you have when you're performing and how many beers do you have when you're playing around the golf?
Ooh, that's a good question. So while I'm performing, I don't drink beer on stage much because it's
much.
Not great for you. You know, just a sip or two here and there. I'll drink bourbon or something.
Okay.
It's hard liquor's
it's
better.
Got a little hotter.
It's actually helpful on my throat to like just keep me clear and be able to keep singing. Beer kind of, it's almost like drinking milk if you think about, you know, it kind of like just gets in your throat and sticks there, and it's not good for the voice, and also make me burp. I don't want to burp on the microphone. That'd be bad. So so we drink a little bourbon on stage or tequila every now and then. Just sip something straight on ice. That's nice. Golf, as many bad shots as I hit, I drink that many beers.
And you probably
and
get
usually
better.
Usually they go hand in hand. No,
yeah.
it just keeps going downhill. It's a downward spiral.
It's not like bowling. You don't get better the more
no,
you drink.
No, I don't think so. Golf is a precision sport for sure, and I do enjoy drinking beer on the golf course, and it does not help my golf game at all.
So you're fresh off the stage here at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. Any bras on stage? We saw the video from last night.
You did?
I did.
Oh, that's exciting. No, that wasn't from last night. That was, they posted that, but that was last weekend, actually, down in San Angelo, Texas. I believe nobody threw their bra at me at Bakersfield. I was kind of sad. I was hoping they would, but we did get a bra on stage at Blaine's Pub in San Angelo, Texas last weekend. That was entertaining. No bras today either. There were a bunch of beautiful looking women that I wouldn't have minded if they threw their bra at me, but they didn't. And that's good because they're respectable, fine young ladies, and I'll have to go find their number, I guess.
Or they're not wearing one.
That could be too. I'll leave it there.
Have you ever had that sort of conversation with another artist? Like, what can happen on stage today? How many bras? We'll get more bras.
Yeah.
Or how many?
I tell you what, I feel like the one I've seen get the most bras on stage or any kind of, provocative things like that is probably Parker McCollum. He's a real nice looking feller. I don't mind saying that. I know
I'd
him.
Agree.
I know him. Yeah, he's a pretty, pretty man for sure. And, if I'll tell you this, if I looked like Parker McCollum, I think I there would be no stopping me. I just got to deal with what I look like, and all I can do is play and sing. If I look like Parker McCollum, if I had abs like that, and oh, he's just beautiful face, everything. Parker, I love you, buddy, and the check cleared yesterday. So.
But see, I think you have the best of both worlds because you're very good looking. You got that voice that the women go crazy for, but you're also the type of guy that like, a guy wants to go have a beer with.
Yeah.
Like, I
appreciate
I
that.
It.
Well, thank you. I'm going to run around with some more confidence after that. That's perfect. You made me feel good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's your treat.
I love it. That's, yeah, that was a great treat.
That's perfect example.
My treat. It was a wonderful treat playing Stagecoach, and now I get another treat. Two treats in one day. I'm living the dream. I'm telling you. Nobody pinch me.
You've been in the music industry for a long time. You're the bluegrass band. You're in country.
Yep.
How much do you think social media accelerated your fame, though?
It's so funny because I've always hated the social media game or having to do that and having to, you know, it feels like you're a slave to those platforms a lot of the time to make it happen early on. But it is ironic. Everything that's happened to like lead me up to now has been through social media. My producer, Carson Chamberlain, he found me on a Facebook video that kind of went viral. And that he's just like, if I could have looked at a list of producers in Nashville to work with, he would be the top of it. That would be the guy. And he found me through that. And hell, I got my publishing deal through that company. Major Bob Music, fellow over there, Andy Friday, found me off a TikTok video. Everything feels like it's happened on social media, and I'm so anti-social media. I'm not even on there. I got people running it for me. I don't even run my own social media. I don't have the apps. I don't even have my own password. I couldn't log into Instagram if I tried.
And you've got a huge following, and you're like a bit of a TikTok star.
That's what I'm saying. It's ironic that
you don't know your password.
And I love it. But it is so funny because I don't know, I try to stay away from it as much as I can.
So what's on tap for you next? Because you're at Stagecoach, you're selling out shows.
Yeah.
What do you see in the future? What's the next big thing for you?
It'll be awesome to be out. We'll be on the Lainey Wilson tour all year. That'll be phenomenal. But I'm trying to soak up every second right now. It feels like in the last, 6 months, things have kind of just caught a little momentum, and like you said, like now we're selling out shows and we're going into a room every night being like, it's going to be packed in here and there's going to be people excited to see us, as opposed to like, oh my god, I hope some people bought tickets tonight, I wonder if there'll be anybody here, you know. It's such a it takes a lot of weight off my shoulders knowing we sold enough tickets I can pay my band without coming out of my own pocket. And, you know, we played a show in Prattville, Alabama in December of 2022, I think, and sold 12 tickets at $10 a piece. And my payroll on the band was a lot more than that. The fuel down there was a lot more than that. It's just funny to like, I love looking back at a time like that. And we had a blast. We played at fun shows, great little club. There weren't many people in there. But, you know, we had fun. But getting to see that transition from, you know, then till now, selling out someplace every night, you know, 600-800 people every night, it feels like, and then playing here at Stagecoach, and that whole tent was full for us this morning, or not morning, but early afternoon. You know, we're the up and comers, we're on the early sets, and so to start feeling like we're drawing a crowd in here, that people are showing up to see us, they bought tickets to this festival and making sure they could see us, is I don't know, it blows my mind. Like I said before, this is what I've dreamed of ever since I was 5 years old, I think, and nobody pinch me if I am dreaming.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Ladies, if you're going to slide into his DMs, don't, because he's not going to answer.
Don't. Just come find me after a show.
Even better.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.